Harper Audio presents The Body in the Library by Agatha Christie, performed by Stephanie Cole.
Mrs. Bantry was dreaming. Her sweet peas had just taken a first at the flower show. The vicar, dressed in cassock and surplice, was giving out the prizes in church. His wife wandered past, dressed in a bathing suit. But as is the blessed habit of dreams, this fact did not arouse the disapproval of the parish in the way it would assuredly have done in real life. Mrs. Bantry was enjoying her dream a good deal. She usually did enjoy these early morning dreams that were terminated by the arrival of early morning tea. Somewhere in her inner consciousness was an awareness of the usual early morning noises of the household, the rattle of the curtain rings on the stairs as the housemaid drew them, the noises of the second housemaid's dustpan and brush in the passage outside. In the distance, the heavy noise of the front door bolt being drawn back. Another day was beginning. In the meantime, she must extract as much pleasure as possible from the flower show, for already its dreamlike quality was becoming apparent. Below her was the noise of the big wooden shutters in the drawing room being opened. She heard it, yet did not hear it. For quite half an hour longer, the usual household noises would go on, discreet, subdued, not disturbing, because they were so familiar. They would culminate in a swift, controlled sound of footsteps along the passage, the rustle of a print dress, the subdued chink of tea-things as the tray was deposited on the table outside, then the soft knock and the entry of Mary to draw the curtains. In her sleep, Mrs. Bantry frowned. Something disturbing was penetrating through to the dream state, something out of its time. Footsteps along the passage, footsteps that were too hurried and too soon. Her ears listened unconsciously for the chink of china, but there was no chink of china. The knock came at the door. Automatically, from the depths of her dreams, Mrs. Bantry said, "Come in." The door opened. Now there would be the chink of curtain rings as the curtains were drawn back. But there was no chink of curtain rings. Out of the dim green light, Mary's voice came, breathless, hysterical. "Oh, ma'am, oh, ma'am, there's a body in the library!" And then, with an hysterical burst of sobs, she rushed out of the room again. Mrs. Bantry sat up in bed. Either her dream had taken a very odd turn, or else Mary had really rushed into the room and had said, incredible, fantastic, that there was a body in the library. "Impossible," said Mrs. Bantry to herself. "I must have been dreaming." But even as she said it, she felt more and more certain that she had not been dreaming, that Mary, her superior, self-controlled Mary, had actually uttered those fantastic words. Mrs. Bantry reflected a minute, and then applied an urgent conjugal elbow to her sleeping spouse. "Arthur, Arthur, wake up!" Colonel Bantry grunted, muttered, and rolled over on his side. "Wake up, Arthur! Did you hear what she said?"
"Very likely," said Colonel Bantry, indistinctly. "I quite agree with you, Dolly,"
and promptly went to sleep again. Mrs. Bantry shook him. "You've got to listen. Mary came in and said that there was a body in the library."
"Eh? What?"
"A body in the library."
"Who said so?"
"Mary." Colonel Bantry collected his scattered faculties and proceeded to deal with the situation. He said,
"Nonsense, old girl. You've been dreaming."
"No, I haven't. I thought so too at first, but I haven't. She really came in and said so."
"Mary came in and said there was a body in the library?"
"Yes."
"But there couldn't be," said Colonel Bantry.
"No, no, I suppose not," said Mrs. Bantry doubtfully. Rallying, she went on, "But then why did Mary say there was?"
"She can't have."
"She did."
"You must have imagined it."
"I didn't imagine it." Colonel Bantry was by now thoroughly awake and prepared to deal with the situation on its merits. He said kindly,
"You've been dreaming, Dolly. That's what it is. It's that detective story you were reading, The Clue of the Broken Match. You know, Lord Edgbaston finds a beautiful blonde dead on the library hearthrug. Bodies are always being found in libraries, in books. I've never known a case in real life."